and welcome to another episode of Ray's Music Reviews, accompanied by
Jared.
Green Day Jared.
Green Day Jared.
KP.
That was really.
Do you have a gimmick on
that
this?
That was
podcast?
My Mickey. That was my Mickey Mouse house.
Can you say that better? Because you sound like you have a gun to your head.
KP.
That's your Mickey Mouse impression? Okay, we got to move on.
No, that's like if I was on the Mickey Mouse Club.
Oh, okay.
And I was supposed to say my name.
Did you just think about that now?
Just now.
What album are we talking about?
We're talking about White Stripes Elephant.
2003.
Yes. This was kind of early on. This was probably the best. This is probably the best example of a garage rock album during this time, or a garage rock revival album.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure you've heard at least Seven Nation Army by the White Stripes.
If you have ever been to a sporting event in the last 18 years, you have heard Seven Nation Army. The seven note riff is probably it's one of the most iconic
ever.
Yeah.
It's
the wrestlers in the AEW crowd keep trying to make chants to the Seven Nation Army riff, and it turns out terribly each time, but that's not the riff's fault.
It's not the riff's fault. It is one of the more recognizable riffs out there.
Yeah. Even if you've never actually heard the song,
mm-hmm.
you have heard the riff.
Absolutely.
You do know who the White Stripes are because you've heard Seven Nation Army. They're known for their unique mixture of the garage rock revival area and their mixture of blues rock.
Very bluesy.
And maybe a couple of other genres too, despite the fact that there are only two members.
And Meg White.
Yeah, just a drummer and a guitarist.
The stripped back sound works so well for them.
There does wind up being piano here and there, but
oh yeah, there's a couple.
But
yeah,
but dude, so much noise from a drum and a guitar.
I know. He really likes effects pedals.
Mm-hmm.
I was reading about that where he just has collections of like effects pedals from the 50s and 60s.
Yeah. And isn't really thought of in the, I think he's thought of in the songwriter category a lot.
Yeah.
People don't really think of him in the guitarist category as much as he deserves.
He does incredible work.
Yeah.
On even just this album.
And this album too, they mix it up with, banjo, acoustic. It's just so.
This is a great
record.
What was I?
I think I jumped to the end, didn't I? My bad, guys.
I was gonna say something. I forgot what
and
I was.
And my final review is.
Great.
No, there's two members of the band, Jack White and Meg White, not brother and sister.
Yeah.
Ex-husband and ex-wife. They were married.
There were rumors that they were brother and sister for a while.
Yeah, they
which
do
is
kinda,
weird.
They
you couldn't do that nowadays,
similar.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're kind of like, they kind of got the similar skin complexion.
They both look like they
hair.
Were like Victorian children hidden in an attic for most of their life.
Yes,
I
absolutely.
Say that in a positive way.
Of course. And Jack has gone on to, be one of the more powerful musical forces.
Just,
like when he puts something out, it's always in the, like, I don't.
When I think of a musical
this
auteur,
was,
I do think of Jack White. That's one person that I think of.
Right. And just the variety.
Oh, yeah.
Just so good.
The Raconteurs is different from
his
solo stuff. Stuff like Boarding House Reach is different from White Stripes. Even White Stripes stuff is different from other White Stripes stuff.
Right. He's a fantastically diverse guy. Now,
one of the most ambitious of his time for certain.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
And I feel like this is their most popular album. It sold multi-platinum, I believe.
I believe that. I mean, it's so likable.
Won a Grammy. Best Alt Album.
Yeah.
Was nominated for Best Album of the Year.
Probably should have won.
What won that year? What won in 2003?
The second Best Album of the Year won.
Honestly, I'm gonna look that up real quick.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Whatever, Grammys don't matter, never did.
Hey, you're right. I'm just curious.
I just go to the Grammys to get angry. So yeah, I feel like this we are ending this kind of 2000s rock thing on two albums, but I feel like this is certainly one that we had to do,
right? I appreciated that we did do it too. It was an enjoyable week of listening.
Yeah.
It's good music to just like do stuff to, in addition to like listening to it closely. You can do both.
Right, you don't have to dial in.
No, right. I was just doing something and I ended up turning on my favorite song on this album, was Ball and Biscuit.
Mm-hmm.
Because that
a blues romp.
Dude.
It is a blues romp. It is fantastic.
My God, it's awesome. That's my favorite song on the album too.
Straight up.
It's just so good.
The coolness of the I might be your third man, but it's a fact that I'm the seventh son, which evidently he's like one of 13 kids. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Yikers. Oh my God, he actually is the seventh son.
Dude, I had...
And you understand now why he has so much to say, right? With seven...
Straight up.
With 12 brothers
never
and sisters.
Never got a word in.
Right, right.
Dude, I had one sister that I lived with
you
for
still
the first...
Have a sister.
Well, yeah. That I lived with for the first, like, 7 years of my life. And it was...
Can you imagine if there were
11? 11!
That's crazy,
that's
right?
That's crazy.
Yeah. How do you even provide? How do you even get the money?
I don't even know. That's my... It's just... It's great music to both listen to and think about the themes of. Even Seven Nation Army, as iconic as the riff is, I really enjoy the lyrics and attitude presented.
Oh, absolutely.
That's also something that Jack White's good at, is not just presenting lyrically themes, but the delivery of the themes matters just as much. Exampled in the song We Love One Another, that's not the... The last song of the album.
Okay.
Good to Me?
No, the last song on the official album.
Something like that. It's...
Well, no. It's true that we love one another.
Yes, that's the one. Where that song is so just sickly, obviously, not obviously facetious sweet.
Absolutely. Yes.
I love that. I think that's probably my like second favorite song on the album, just because I love the passive-aggressive...
Well, and the few times she does vocals really stand out.
Oh, Meg White?
It changes the whole
And feel. The Cold, Cold Night is my second favorite song on the album.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it rules. I mean, I'm gonna keep listing songs as some of my favorites, but I also enjoy the cover they do on this one.
I forget which one it is, but I think I know which one you're talking about.
I just don't know what to do with myself, I believe.
Yeah.
Which is fantastic.
Yes.
I think it was written by Burt Bacharach and done by Dusty Springfield and then later Dionne Warwick. But
Yeah, Dionne Warwick was who I was thinking of.
Yeah. Dionne Warwick was kind of Burt Bacharach's muse in a way, although he was a very prolific and other people did his stuff. But if you've never listened to Dionne Warwick, she's amazing, amazing performer.
I do have an issue sometimes when people do covers on an album that's otherwise not, but it fits perfectly.
Well, that's correct. Correct. As diverse as all of this is, none of it runs away from itself too
absolutely
much. He manages to piece it all together properly, and especially the cover.
And especially, like, I listened to this on vinyl. It sounds great on vinyl.
Mm-hmm.
It's ability to build an atmosphere, especially, that's why I love In the Cold, Cold Night so much, because it's such an atmosphere, especially with... The drums in the background and Jack White's unique, the way he's kind of picking the guitar, but it's also kind of muting the guitar
right
strings, and it's just, it's so unique.
Agreed.
What else can we say?
So you guys, we normally cover the first and the last. You guys love them both, obviously.
Favorite and least favorite.
I don't know that there was something that I don't think I ever thought to hit like a fast forward button over something. I never thought I don't want to listen to this.
Yeah.
I will say that I thought country at first, but almost the bluegrass moments, I appreciate those a great deal in there, and it gives it that neat mountain type feel.
Yeah.
And it also the rocking, and there's even some punk in there. It's just such a great ride. I'm with y'all though that Ball and Biscuit. That Ball and Biscuit is my favorite, because the saying the first line and then repeating it, Sanford, it's the old school blues style with a little bit more.
I think Ball and Biscuit is one of five or six singles that I've given a 5 out of 5 on my regular music page.
Incredible.
Yeah, it's
really good.
I think I want to give a... Actually, the if I have any... I don't really like There's No Home For You Here. I think it's catchy, but I don't think it's... I think it's like a weaker spot on the album, but not by like that much. But I do want to give a shout-out to the songwriting ability in songs like... specifically, You've Got Her In Your Pocket,
mm-hmm.
which I thought was just awesome, just perfect. And Little Acorns, which I love the like news broadcast thing at the beginning of it.
Mm-hmm.
I love the ideas presented that, you know, breaking down your problems into little acorns that you can pick up one at a time. Great.
That was a neat little intro, wasn't it?
It was.
And you're not really an intro song guy.
No.
But that was neat. Yes,
I'll
sir.
I'll also give my give credit where it's due to Hardest Button to Button,
yes.
because I did not think I heard that song before. And then when I did realize that I remembered that hook, I was like, whoa.
There it is.
I remember that hook so distinctly.
Yeah.
And I was like, I thought White Stripes, man, I always kind of consider them a bit of an indie band. No. they have a claim, and
right.
it's deserved.
Well, there is, I mean, like you said, I mean, One Nation, we don't even talk about One Nation Army much, We don't even talk about that much here, but it's right there with like Welcome to the Jungle and, you know, Thunderstruck, of songs that if you're in a stadium, you hear
it.
Because it gets people to clap.
100,000.
I thought you were saying like some of the great intro songs, and I'm like, I would completely agree.
It's iconic.
Absolutely. You listen to Welcome to the Jungle, and it's the dun, 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 dun. It's money.
Yeah.
You
right.
get hyped for it, and you
right.
hear the doom, doo, doo, and you're just like, yes.
Yeah.
This
exactly.
is what this is now.
Exactly. Or like with Thunderstruck, it's
it's iconic.
Doom, doom. It's like, oh, okay. You know
yes.
what I mean?
Or with Nevermind.
It's on
and
now.
It's like...
you know, when you hear that.
Or when you
doom,
start off
doom,
the
doom,
Bright
doom,
Eyes
doom.
Album by just gulping water really loudly.
It's
yes.
Like, yes. yes. Swallow the water, my friend.
Oh, my God. You literally cut that 1 second of audio off.
You're good to go. Do we want to rank it, or is it too old to rank?
No. It's. I think it's old enough. I think we've also ranked. We've ranked albums older than this. So I'd give this like an 8.5.
I was thinking eight and a quarter.
Eight and a quarter. That's very specific.
I know.
I'll go 9. I really.
Eight really
and
two dig thirds. It.
Yeah. I think he's smart. I think he's clever. I think he tells good stories.
Oh,
I
yeah.
think he.
There is.
He takes you on different planes of what you like. If you like rock, if you like blues,
yes.
if you like different stuff, especially if you like blues, it's modern take on that, which is cool. Cause I always love it when somebody takes something that I'm fond of and makes it not better, but newer.
Yes, absolutely.
Like you
a
realize
fresh spin on it.
You realize that like going back to albums like this, you kind of realize why people ripped them off. In their time, you know?
Why wouldn't
yeah.
you?
We do that with albums sometimes where we come across like a influential album and it's like, man, I've heard a lot of songs that sounded like this but way worse.
Right. Like, exactly.
Just like I've heard some like absolute dog water songs that sound kind of
right.
like this trying to emulate it.
Absolutely.
Like there were a lot of people who tried to sound like this.
Mm-hmm.
Never did. There are a lot of people who tried to sound like the Strokes too. Never did.
Yeah, well, that's the problem with being uber famous, you know, and also what's funny too is people tried to sound like this, but they didn't try to sound like all of this.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
They didn't understand that what makes the Seven Nation Army riff so iconic is the effects he has on his guitar when he starts playing it
right.
at the beginning of the song. It's not like, you know what I mean?
But what makes him Jack White
yes.
is that ain't his one. He's not a one-trick
no.
pony.
No.
That's a part of a really big kaleidoscope of what he can give you.
Songwriting, really interesting guitar playing, just great song composition. It's all flowing together.
You have people sometimes that are genius in one field, genius in another field, genius in another. He is able to encompass all of that. And then you see later on, like you guys said, with his other bands, he's also able to settle in and be a part of a band too, which is that's a trick too, to be this talented and then allow people around you to be great too.
That's why a lot of supergroups are kind of maybe not as great as the sum of their parts.
Right.
Because they, I mean, if you're, you know, Bob Dylan,
mm-hmm.
how are you not going to be Bob Dylan in a band? to be Bob Dylan fully, you have to, you kind of have to be at the forefront.
Right. And to, like it or not, Zeppelin's a supergroup.
Yeah.
They just happen to only have one guy with a lot of experience when they started. It's a, you know what I mean? Like, it's, you know, Living Color is a super group. They're all just super talented. But
yeah.
if I say token, there's only so much you can do, so you do have to allow other people to breathe. And part of why the Stones are what they are is because Charlie keeps time. Ronnie waits for his moment. The bass player stays out of the way. You allow things to happen. You know what I mean? And he's able to do that, but also dominate.
Yeah.
And the thing that's beautiful about the two people in this, with just a guitar and just a drum, is they don't have to wait for each other to be cool. They can hammer you with their selves because there's nothing else to stay out of the way
absolutely.
Of. Which is so totally unique. I remember when Prince did When Doves Cry, and the guy he played it for, the agent guy was like, well, there's no bass on it. And Prince is like, exactly. You can feel everything else, can't you? Because I took that out of the way. You know, because a song like When Doves Cry should have a pounding bass. Common sense.
Yeah.
Prince is able to go. Jack White's able to go, I don't need a bass in the way right here. We can do this.
Absolutely. You know? Again, that's what I said, like a musical auteur.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think of Prince. I think of Jack White. I think of... oh, shoot. I had a great third example that I'm completely blanking. That's fine.
Justin Bieber. Released the album this week, baby.
What'd you listen to?
What did I listen to? Okay, sorry.
I did listen to a little Biebs. Little.
How was the Biebs?
I can't give you a real evaluation. Very little. I liked the little bit I listened to, but then I moved on pretty quickly. I listened to a lot of Coltrane this week.
Okay.
Blue Train, Coltrane. Okay, awesome story. I'm at work. Things are crazy. It's late. It's the end of the night, kind of. I go into office. I take a speaker out of my backpack. I put it on the desk behind me. I put Coltrane, Blue Train on, expanded edition. It's playing. Lady comes in, sits down beside me. And she goes, am I interrupting you? Are you on hold? I'm like, dude, that is the best freaking on hold band ever.
Are you... Dude, I would hope that the company never picks up. If that's the on-hold music. Oh, my God.
It's like, I've been on hold for 25 minutes. Oh, yeah, I listened to Musicology by Prince. I listened to, I didn't do the pop thing this week as much. I just didn't do it. I wound up listening to Deja Entendu, which we're going to wind up doing. Did I say that improperly?
No, it's Deja Entendu, which I think we're recording after this.
Yeah, we're going to do that next. Put that out.
Yeah.
But, so I did listen to that a little bit. I listened to the She's Gotta Have It soundtrack. And, Sting, not that Sting, the one that was in The Police, did a song with Herbie Hancock, and they did it years ago, called My Funny Valentine. It's a cover. Everybody's heard My Funny Valentine. And the funniest thing was when I listened to that version, I got the lyrics so much better. And it was so good. Herbie Hancock is just so good. Oh, and Sting kind of slows it down and does it like he's in a crooning in a bar somewhere.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's really good. Danko Jones, a kind of modernish punk band that I like, put out an album I listened to and liked a lot. What did you guys listen to?
What did I listen to? I ended up listening to Late Registration.
You ever heard of that?
Pretty
good.
It's by this like Kanye dude. I never really heard of him.
Dude, we may be getting piggybacking on that if you don't mind. We may be, when people go through stuff, they usually put out good music. A boy's going through a divorce. It sucks for him. We may get some good music.
Yes, thank God this person is suffering. We might get music out of it. I try, but like, people do use music as a way to process major life events.
Especially if you're a genius that can do it, that can go in there and make music by yourself, you know?
Yes.
Yeah, I feel like I should comment on the album more than what you said. Hey Mama is in my top three of Kanye songs.
Oh, it's incredible.
Yeah. It's one of the few songs that can make my heart hurt.
Yeah.
right.
Speaking of what you were saying earlier about Payne making good music, I don't know why I listened to Pinkerton. Apparently I was sad. I don't remember.
It happens. We get sad sometimes. And when we get sad, Pinkerton's there for you.
You know why I was sad?
This guy. Yeah. Not for me. I'm not going there.
We went to North Carolina. I hung out with this Charles dude that kind of sucked.
Oh. Ow. Speaking of which, go to the Ginn Project. Thank you for putting us up, Charles, G-I-N-N. All week. GINN Project. Yes.
That was a joke.
Check out his store.
That was a joke.
Put us up, showed us around his shed. Not his shed.
I also wasn't sad.
Working area.
I also wasn't sad. I was just joking around.
Oh, you seem sad. You seem sad.
That was a joke.
You was in your element, hanging out with cats and dogs. 2-2.
Yes.
Just like Noah's Ark.
I also ended.
Go ahead.
I also listened to Converge's Jane Doe. It's
no idea what
it's
that
it's a. You like metal?
Metal's weird because I like large chunks of it, but there's some of it that I just find to be completely unlistenable.
Unrelenting is one word I can use to describe this album. It's I haven't really heard much like it.
Unrelenting is a good way to describe it.
Yeah, go.
Jared, what'd you listen to, brother?
Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust.
Excellent.
More LW from King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
Excellent.
Static Electricity might be one of the best songs they put out off LW.
Off any of their records.
Yeah. It's really good.
There you go.
Like, I was out there gardening to it.
Ah!
It's a great time of year to do some
with
gardening.
With the lizards,
exactly.
It was a theme park.
I also listened to some Merzbow.
That's a static dude, right?
Yeah, that music sure does have sound.
There are songs there.
Maybe. Now, someone recommended it as music that would literally kill you if played on full blast, and I was like, there's no way it could be. I might literally die if that was played to me full blast.
Really? Wow.
My head might fall off. Yeah, no, it's interesting stuff. It's not...
It's static.
It's mostly static. It's interesting. If you're really into having a bad time and, like, negative experiences, I think you'd love it.
Yeah. What else we got? Is that a wrap?
That was a wrap.
That's a wrap. Okay, then for... Get us out of here, Ray.
For Green Day Jared, for
KP.
Yes.
for KP.
For
the titular Ray. Hi, I'm Ray. This has been my music review. Yeah.
Go home, Heap.
Go ahead.
Production copyright 2021. Go home.
They call me Wrestling Ray.